Boys and girls, today is such an amazing day, and I am so grateful we get to celebrate your first Holy Communion in this Easter season on this Divine Mercy Sunday. We have a number of our children here right in front of me. We have a few in the choir, so I might feel a little discombobulated going back and forth, so I'm probably going to preach right here, but we have a few of our kids back here who are singing. Thank you so much. And I just want to give a special welcome to all of our families, friends, relatives, grandparents, those who are traveling this morning from out of state. It's great to have you here, and we're excited to celebrate this day where the Lord comes so near to our little brothers and sisters here. This Easter season is a powerful season where we celebrate that Jesus is risen. He's not dead, he's alive. He's with us right now. And I think we should just celebrate that with a little joy. So, kids, if I say Christ is risen, you say alleluia, okay? So I say Christ is risen, you say alleluia. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
And then, children of God, if I say alleluia, then you say Christ is risen. Okay, so I'll say alleluia, and you say
Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
Okay, now we want like the angels to hear us. Okay, so Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
Hallelujah. 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 We got stuck in like an endless loop last night. I'm like, how do I get out of this? So I usually end with hallelujah. They kept on saying stuff back. The Lord is risen, and it's such a beautiful day to celebrate. You know, as these boys and girls make their first Holy Communion, they're really sharing this sacred meal, this banquet with our Savior at this sacrificial altar. We share this meal with our Lord who comes to us. This past week, I had dinner with someone new that I just met. His name is Jake. And as I'm having dinner with Jake, we're talking, and I learned that he actually received his first Holy Communion a week ago. Now, Jake's in his 20s, okay? He's a lot older than our 7- and 8-year-olds, maybe some 9-year-olds. He's in his 20s. He received Holy Communion for the first time last week because he became Catholic last week. He came into the church, he was confirmed, he received the Holy Eucharist, and he professed his faith in Jesus, and that he's part of the Holy Catholic Church now. So I was like, congratulations, welcome to the family, this is awesome. And we were asking him, like, what was it like and how has it been? And his answer was really, it was so simple. He just said, I just have so much peace. I've just felt so calm since I came into the church and received Holy Communion. I've just had this calm and this peace with me throughout the whole week. It just feels really good. The gift of the peace of Jesus. When Jesus came to his apostles that day of the resurrection and then a week later, what's the first thing Jesus says to his friends? Peace be with you. In fact, he says it three times in the gospel today. Jesus comes and he gives us his peace. The peace that the Lord gives and the peace that Jake has, it's something that the world cannot give. It's a kind of deep, deep tranquility and joy and calmness that we only find in God's Son. It's the kind of peace that can stay with us even when we're in really, really hard times in life, really, really tough times. It's like we know that we can have peace even in the middle of really tough things, because Jesus is with us. And in fact, he has forgiven our sins. He comes back to his friends after his death. He's resurrected. He says, peace be with you. And he breathes the Holy Spirit of forgiveness upon them to entrust to them the mission of divine mercy till the end of the world. He gives us his peace. So boys and girls, for all you making your first Holy Communion today, Jesus wants you to have that peace. He wants you to know that deep, deep peace, that you are loved by him, that Jesus loves each and every one of you so much that he gave his life for you, and that now he's alive, he's resurrected, he's not in the tomb, he's with us today, right now. As you receive Holy Eucharist today for the first time, we believe that you truly are receiving not bread and wine, but under the appearances of bread and wine, you receive Christ. The same Jesus that Thomas the Apostle met the week after Easter. Thomas didn't believe that Jesus was risen, right? His friends told him, "We've seen him." And he was like, "No way, I do. I will not believe until I touch Jesus, until I see him." And then Jesus gives him the chance. He shows up, resurrected. He says, "Thomas, look at my wounds. Look at my hands. Feel my side. It's me." And Thomas says, "My Lord and my God." And then Jesus says something so amazing. He says, "Thomas, do you believe because you've seen me?" I mean, like, wouldn't all of us today, wouldn't all of us love to just, like, see Jesus pass through our midst and show up here with his glorious wounds, see his face in front of us at the altar? Wouldn't we all love that? It'd be a great gift to see the Lord and to believe. But Jesus says to all of us, "Blessed are you who have believed, even though you have not seen." Blessed are you who have believed in me and trusted my word, who have listened to my apostles, who have come to know me through faith. Blessed are you, even if you haven't seen me with your eyes. These young children, they have not seen Jesus with their eyes, but they believe in him. They believe in his love, and they believe that when they receive communion, they are truly receiving him. And they are blessed because of that. Jesus calls all of you, and all of you over there, blessed for believing that Jesus wants to be that close with us, that we can even receive him in his body, blood, soul, and divinity, so we can have his peace. Now, there's one last thing about this peace that we have to talk about before moving on, and it's that Jesus, after he says, "Peace be with you," to his apostles, he also says something else. He says, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." As the Father has sent me, so I send you. It's like the Father in heaven sent his Son Jesus into the world to reconcile us to God, to forgive our sins, and to bring Jesus' peace. That means now that you have met the Lord, now that you boys and girls are receiving Christ in Holy Communion, that means Jesus, after this Mass, is sending you to bring peace to others. Because you're going to have more of Jesus inside of you. What's the reason why that guy Jake was so peaceful? He had more Jesus inside of him after having received the sacraments. You're going to have more of Jesus within you and more of that peace that you're meant to share. And you share that peace when you're kind to one another and you love your neighbor. You share that peace when you speak about Jesus and aren't afraid of being known as a Catholic Christian. You bring that peace when you pray for other people and you pray for the world. You're bringing that peace to other people wherever you go. It's what Jesus' mission is for you. That man, Jake, who I met last week at dinner, you know, he said he drives a lot for his work. He works for an asphalt and concrete company. He said he puts about 30,000 miles a year on his company car. That's more than one time around the world. You know, it's like hundreds of miles, thousands per month. And wherever he goes, all around the Midwest for his job, he's bringing the peace of Jesus in a new way. He might not always talk about Jesus. He might not be praying every single second. But wherever he goes, Jesus is sending him to bring peace to other people. Even as he goes about his daily job, his daily work. That's what all of us can do. Wherever we go, in the classroom, when you go to the park, when you go to Valley Fair, when you go to the State Fair, when you're getting ready for a trip, when you're at home in your house, you can bring the peace of Jesus to others because he's with you. He loves you, and he's inside of you. So brothers and sisters, let's all ask for that grace today, that Jesus would send us, that his love would abide in us in the sacraments, that we would go and bring peace the world cannot give to other people wherever we should go. Jesus says, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, now I am sending you."